Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Summer's coming. Are you ready to unveil that beach bod? Manscaped is here to ensure your body is ready for the wild with their game-changing full-body grooming and hygiene product. Don't be the guy at the beach with Austin Powers chest hair. And maybe you've grown some winter man tits. At least you can make them hairless. It's time to get ready for hot guy summer by going to manscaped.com and getting 20% off and free shipping with my promo code Bubba. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you increase your confidence and level up your full-body grooming game with the Performance Package 4.0. The kit comes with the Essential Lawnmower 4.0 waterproof cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formations to round out your grooming routine. Whether you're trimming your chest or your treasure chest in your pant, doesn't matter. This is the best trimmer on the market. Inside the Performance Package, you're going to find the Manscaped Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Ball Toner, Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant, and Moisturizer. Because we all know how painful chafing can be when you're wearing your bathing suit all day. Nobody likes nose hairs. So their package comes with the Weed Whacker 2.0 as well. You're also going to get two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag, about a $39 value, and the patented high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped Boxers. And if you're wearing sandals, you're going to need to get the Manscaped Shears 2.0 Nail Kit. Having the right tools for grooming is essential. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. Trim your chesticles with the besticles at Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba. Welcome to a very exclusive podcast from me, Bubba the Love Sponge. And today marks the celebration of our 6th millionth download in the podcasting world. I don't know if that's good, that's bad, that's indifferent. But I think it's a pretty good milestone.
Oh yeah.
I wonder, let me, hey Alexa, what's the average podcaster get in downloads per month?
From Riverside.fm. Number of downloads, usually at least 1,000 per episode, or at least 5,000 per month.
That's the average?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And we do about anywhere between 175,000 and 250,000 downloads a month. So I think that's pretty cool. And we're ratcheting down. We're just not throwing, you know, old shows and
repurposed stuff on it.
Yeah, repurposed shit. We're trying to make what you hear in the podcasting world, we're trying to switch it up a little bit.
Truly make it exclusive.
As we are becoming less radio people and more pure content deliverers, whether it be video, audio, podcasting, you know, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Twitch, Kick, Rumble, all of that, Lummy, all that shit.
All that shit.
And today, and all of that shit equivalents to about, I got to get our new stats, but, and I have to redo my AOL. This really makes me sound like a real fucking jobber, but AOL has switched up its interface a little bit, Lummy, and I can't figure out how to redo my bottom signature because my numbers have changed dramatically.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't figure it out.
You can't find where the signature part is?
No, I can't figure out how to change. I used to be on this one click and a click and a click and then
fucking AOL getting up to date.
Yeah, AOL getting fucking user friendly, please. So today's podcast is to say thank you to everybody that goes and downloads our podcast by whatever means, iHeart, TuneIn, Spotify, Apple, Google Play, and we're now asking people to check out, please, and maybe sign up.
Please.
You can even sign up for free. There's benefits of being just a grunt in our Bubba Army HQ, BubbaArmyHQ.com world. Just being a grunt, a lonely old grunt, where all you do is create a screen name and give us your email address, gives you some special stuff, allows you to listen to the show and other stuff. Then we got a $6.99 and an $11.99 membership deal. At the $11.99, man, your ball's out. You can download shit. You can do stuff. All to our access to our archives, to our podcast. Same thing with pretty much the $6.99 deal. Just a few different little couple differences. So I have been racking my brain to what I was going to do, what type of special information or what type of commemorative show I could potentially do to celebrate our 6 millionth download in the podcasting world. And again, we're switching up our podcast a little bit to try to make it even more exclusive. Like, you're not going to find this stuff anywhere for the most part. It's not going to be on Facebook. It's not going to be on YouTube. Not going to be on, you know, we usually will have a link on our Twitter, right?
Oh, yes, yeah.
And our TikTok and our Insta.
Yep.
Let's make sure we do that today, because today's a very special day.
Sure is.
As we celebrate our 6 millionth download, I have racked my brain on what I could come up with, and here is what I've come up with. And for, I've been in radio now, going on, well, I started
37
radio.
37 years.
37 years. My first day on radio was April 1st, 1986. That was my first year in radio. First day in radio. April Fool's, 1986. 103 PFR, WPFR, Paul Ford Radio, 102.7 FM, Terre Haute, Indiana. And I went on, I started as Rockin' Bubba Clem, turned into Bubba the Love Sponge, worked there for 4 years. No, I'm sorry. 86 to 88, 2 years. Worked there 2 years, and Lummy quickly rose to fame as the guy that, you know, and I wasn't even doing crazy shit back then.
Just talking up records?
Just, you know, 103 PFR, Wabash Valley's number one for music and fun. Don't forget, for John Cougar Mellencamp tickets tonight about 9:30 after I play Small Town. Be the 13th caller in at 813-232-1300. Here's Rock Me Amadeus on 103 PFR. Pew, pew, pew. So, I, you know, if you think about it, in September of 1988, Lummy, I was in Terre Haute, Indiana.
Oh.
In June of 1989, I was already in Chicago. Mm-hmm. So I went from Terre Haute to Grand Rapids to San Antonio to Chicago. So I get to Chicago in 1989, early 89. Early June, June 1 or 2, hey Alexa, what was the first June?
The first June was in the year 2023.
What?
No shit.
What?
I know that didn't make any sense.
The first June?
Hey, Alexa, what was the first Monday in June of 1989?
The first Monday in June of 1989 was June 5th.
All right. So, Lummy, that was my day. June 5, 1989 was my start date for B96.
Nice.
Okay?
Yep.
And I'm on the radio, B96, Buddy Scott. Is my program director I forget who the music director was. So, I'm doing real. I don't know if I'm doing real good, But I'm doing, you know, I'm starting to develop my shtick. I'm in market number 3 doing 6 to 10. Like, you know, so I got an hour of afternoon drive there. And, you know, you got to understand, Chicago isn't absolutely, there's some markets that are car markets, and there's other markets that are not. For instance, L.A. is a very car-centric market.
Sure is.
Whereas New York is not as, although there's a zillion fucking cars going here and there,
yeah.
It's more of a taxi cab kind of deal, downtown mm-hmm. feel. Chicago is a very car-centric market. So when you got an hour of afternoon drive, that's pretty fucking cool. And I did it. So I start B96 in June of 89. And, you know, we were the number one top 40 radio, urban leading top 40 radio station in Chicago. We had another station called Z95, but they were kind of like straight ahead top 40. And we were a little more urban. B96, Julian Jumpin' Perez, Bad Boy Bill, Tim Spinning Schomer. You know, we had like a little dance party, fucking house music weekend. Chicago in 1988, 89, 90, that was a really, really exciting time. The Bulls were starting to fucking party.
Yeah, Jordan, Jordan's there a couple years now.
So because we were a CBS station, And you know, we were part of the CBS radio cluster. I think Norm Schrutt might have been like the national program director. But being a night guy, I was afforded all types of phoners. Like any big, like New Kids on the Block, Debbie Gibson, mm-hmm. anybody that was coming to town, they either did a phoner or they actually came to the studio, you know, at night to promote, you know, their concert or their new record. You know, I had Roxette. Here's some of the people that I met. Roxette.
Nice.
Milli Vanilli.
Did you? The real ones?
Nobody knows who the fucking real ones are, but the two black guys that were saying they were Milli Vanilli were in my studio.
Nice.
I met Debbie Gibson, Martika, Tiffany, New Kids on the Block.
Didn't you meet Whitney Houston or someone?
Nope, never met Whitney
Houston.
Tina Turner. That's I met her in Indiana. Never met
Why
Whitney.
Would you get those two confused, Lemmy?
Yeah. Fucking Tina Turner was so cool. There was a girl in my party that had was sick, like a really bad
cold.
Yeah.
And Tina Turner, like, you know, most fucking rock stars, you'd be like, I don't want anybody that's sick around here. She Tina Turner had like a doctor, like Dr. Dan that fucking followed her around and shit, being prescribed. I think all rock stars have got a doctor on deck.
Yeah, Michael
and you Jackson said her one. Entire staff was women.
Yes, all but two.
Oh,
and those two were the guys that were in charge of loading, like loading shit up.
Yes, yeah.
Nice. Everything else was women, and lots of black women, very powerful black women.
Nice,
and so. Tina Turner, her name was Renee Bass. I can remember it was nothing. And she was sick. And Tina Turner said, listen, let me get my doctor in here and get you some prescriptions. And wrote her out a prescription, gave her some fucking antibiotics, and boom. That blew my mind. Meanwhile, I met Brian Adams, and he was a dick. But anyway, so here I am, Lummy. I get to Chicago in 1989. I'm what? 23 years old?
Yeah, 23.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And this person that I have eventually, and I went to her Instagram. This is her now.
I went to her pictures.
I mean.
She did some nudes? Whoa.
Oh, send them to me. We're on podcast.
I know.
Now, supposedly, mm-hmm. I have found out that she's come, and this yes. makes it even hotter. That I was able to get her to perform in the way that I did.
Mm.
But she has now, she's a lesbian. She lives life as a lesbian.
Do you think you had anything to do with that?
No.
She said she figured when she was in her mid-20s.
I don't know much.
I sent you those pictures.
All right, you just sent me the pictures?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I can't really tell you what she's up to nowadays after my excursion with her. We kept in touch just a little bit. Lummi, I was actually supposed to fly to New York City to go see one of her shows, which ended up being like her last show in America for years.
Oh, wow.
So, Lummi, you sent me the...
These are nice.
I'm still not giving you up the identity. Oh, this is when she was young. This is.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Those are nice.
Lummi, that's the kind of action I was taking around the farm.
Trust me, I'm... Whoa.
She has very light...
And look down here. Look down here.
It's hard to see. Is there hair?
She had, I will tell you this, that she had light pussy hair.
Huh. What? Have you ever seen anything like that before?
No. Quite frankly,
those are nice. Are those those are real?
Those
look natural.
Those weren't. That wasn't. This was the kind of tit she had when I blasted her.
Oh, that's nice.
Those tits.
Those are pretty good.
Yeah, because I was gonna say that she had it looks like a little more fur in this picture because that was the '80s, but it must have been taken down for you.
She didn't have near that business, and it was way lighter. Maybe she was dying it.
Papa, she was. Wow.
So anyway, listen, Lummi, this is why I'm so excited about telling people.
I'm excited
for
you.
Lummi, I've been on radio 37 years, and I've kept this secret for 37 years.
Let it out.
And I never had I've probably had a lot of, moments that I could have celebrated this information. First day on Sirius, I could have told Howard this story, trying to show off. But quite frankly, I've tried not to show off with this story because I've tried to respect her privacy. And I got to think, Lummi, she's probably not going to, she used to fuck Paul Stanley from Kiss.
That's true.
Yeah, I heard that. But that's pretty fucking strong right there. Like, I'm just going to go with that right there.
Oh, no, 100%.
That's what I'm going with. That pick's right there. So, I'll tell you. So, in 1989, June 5 or 6, I started B96. And quickly on, I'm like, every couple nights, the music director and the program director are like, hey, listen, we have a phoner with New Kids on the Block. You want to do it? I'm like, fuck yeah. Hey, Bubba, we got a phoner with Debbie Gibson. Do you want to do it? Yeah. Hey, Bubba, we have an in-store for you to do with Martika. Do you want to do it? Yeah. Hey, New Kids on the Block had such a good time on the show. They want to give you backstage passes at the Rosemont Horizon show. Fuck yeah. I'm 23 years old. Anna, do you know how easy it is to get some pussy in Chicago when you got backstage passes with New Kids on the Block in 1989?
It's probably pretty easy.
Fuck yeah!
Woo!
So, every couple days, I'm getting, CBS and the people that book talent and guests and things like that. They're asking me, hey, do you want this? Do you want that? So, let me just off the top of my head, here's who I had in the studio either in the studio or on the phone interviewing. Martika, Debbie Gibson, Tiffany, New Kids on the Block, Tone Loke, Cheap Trick, Roxette, remember You Got the Look?
Yep.
Millie Vanilli, and this girl, who I fucked, Samantha Fox.
Whoa!
It's Samantha Fox. It's not Bette Midler.
And she was fucking hot.
And so here's how it went down. So she calls the show, and this is all off the top of my head, okay? I could have some dates wrong. I sat down a few days ago and tried to just off the top of my head try to, one, figure out, remember what we talked about and some various details, and then two, be able to write myself some notes to be able to tell you this information. So she was doing a show at the Illinois State Fair, which is in Peoria, Illinois. And she had just did it. So I have her on the air, Anna. So I guess I got to back up a little bit. So it's a Saturday night. I don't know what date it was, but it was in July. I do know that it was in July. Lummi, I've been there about a month, and I'd gone to all of these people that I had on the air, like probably before Samantha, I think I had Debbie Gibson, and I went to her concert at the Merrillville Star Theater. I had Martika, and she played like a small venue. And then I had, after Samantha Fox, I had New Kids on the Block, and I went to their concert, the Rosemont Horizon, and that was a whole nother level. Like, you know, they were fucking rock stars. So, Samantha, they come to me and say, hey, now at this point, I don't know if she was working a new record. I know that she was 2 years removed from Touch Me, I Want Your Body, or I Want Your Sex, or some kind of fucking, she had a song that was, I think, number one in America. And maybe you can send me the video. Naughty Girls Need Love Too.
Okay.
And she calls the show. And she has kind of this cute little British accent. Or I don't know where she's from, but
this is UK.
Okay. Again, I've not really done a lot of research on this. It's all off the top of my head. And I do know this, Lummi. I know that her dad managed her. Because when, like, I think I was scheduled to have her on, like, at 8:15. Well, I had to call this number. Like, I had to look a little do-boy, you know, like, an intern do-boy that pulled all my carts and, you know, like, it was my little runner.
I sent you the music video, yeah.
Studio.
Yeah.
And his name was Chris Klein. And he had... Oh, here we go. And he had to call this number like, here we go. He had to call this number like at 8 o'clock because I was supposed to interview Samantha at like 8:30 or something. Oh, is this the video, Lummi?
Yes.
Here we go. Hold on.
We're layering.
Are we layered? We're layered. Okay, hold on. Yeah, I got there. Hurry up. I'm sorry. My bad.
It's okay.
This was her big, big, big hit. Naughty girls need love. I've been
told time and time again. She's cute as fuck. That feathered ass hair.
Fucking feathered ass hair. Mm-hmm. Again, this is, and Anna, I'm embarrassed because, like, this is my biggest score ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And like, you know, this is the only really famous person I've ever slept with, you know, except myself. And
slept with yourself?
Well, yeah, we sleep with ourselves every time we jack off, don't we?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Yes, we do.
And so, like, this has been, you know, and this has been so, really kind of a secret I've not told a lot of people about it because most people aren't going to believe it.
No.
So, like, I'm like, this is a podcast. I'm not trying to win anybody over. I'm not trying to impress anybody. But this happened to me.
I mean,
I'll give you the details.
I mean, my opinion, you admitted that you turned down Janice Dickinson. I mean, you could have easily said you fucked her.
I could have very, Janice Dickinson at the first day of Howard on January 6th, 2006. It might have been the first week.
Was she kind of hot then? Or?
She was still, I mean, Anna, I mean, Lummi.
Yeah, she was hot then.
Pull me Janice Dickinson.
06.
2006.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, Anna, she was hot. So she walks up to me. I'm on my little, Anna, I'm running 249, 250 here. I'm looking good as fuck.
Looking good.
Looking real good. Lummi, remember that famous picture of me in the hallway?
Oh, yeah.
It was right after that picture was taken.
Oh, nice.
And I had like my leather jacket on and and some sunglasses and my Sirius hat. And Janice Dickinson walked right up to me and said, wow, you look great. Who are you? And I go, I'm Bubba. She goes, the guy on the afternoon? I go, yeah. And she goes, well, how long are you in town for? And this happened to be, I was in town for a week. I'm like, all week? She's like, we have got to hook up. That's what she said to me.
Nice.
I never did anything. I could have lied.
Yeah, sure.
I fucked the shit out of her. But I didn't. I kind of wish I should have.
You should have.
Serious. It was just her face, but.
Did you send it to me?
Yeah.
All right, well, let me look here. Let me. Yeah, this Anna, this is her from 06.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's totally fuckable.
And I said no, like a real fucking idiot.
What is wrong with you?
Because I was
married or something.
Yeah. I was engaged. I was engaged.
Ugh.
And I was engaged and I was faithful back then.
Yeah, well, where'd that land you?
Brother.
Right here, brother.
Exactly.
Oh, brother.
Oh, brother.
So, this bitch was so fuck. I'm talking about Samantha Fox.
Mm-hmm.
This bitch was so fucking hot. I had to like.
How hot was she?
I mean, let me. And I was running about 260.
Okay, that's pretty trim.
Yeah, I'm pretty trim. I got this wannabe Guido pony fucking tail on me. You know, I'm just, this little cheese ass mustache. Let's get to more Samantha, okay? Naughty girls need love too. All right, so there's her video. So let me give you the details, Lummy.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Whether this proves anything, I don't know. But why would I lie? Why would I lie about this? And, you know, like, I think that I have built at least enough credibility in radio where people, like, I don't tell a bunch of fucking out-of-line make-believe. I'm not a storyteller. I don't have a reputation for lying, nope. You know, with regards to this type of stuff. Oh, I know that person. Oh, I know this person. You know, honor the people that I say that I know. I do know.
Mm-hmm.
I know Tony Stewart. I know Larry Bird.
Yep.
I know Deion Sanders.
You know.
You know.
Yeah. You know all the wrestlers you talked about?
Yeah, I know. I know Hogan.
Yep.
Trust me.
Oh.
We're Peter-in-laws.
Oh, Jesus.
So.
And Paul Stanley now.
Yeah. Man, you know what? I did not even think about that, but I think I was before Paul Stanley.
Yes, you were, because Paul Stanley's 1989, 90.
Oh, what part? See, I got her in July 89, yeah. So.
No, like she met, looks like November 89.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
I want to fucking
follow them.
Yeah, I want to. Yeah. He'd easily want to follow me. I don't want to follow him. I'm not giving him nothing. He might be giving me some shit.
That's true, too.
So, here's how it went. It was in July. I don't know the dates, but it was in July. I'd been there about a month. I'd done like 3 or 4 or 5 of these. Either in studio or phoners. We had to call her dad because her dad managed her. And she was on a tour bus. And she was on a tour bus because they were gonna go from Peoria to Chicago, get on a plane. And I think that she had a show in New York City. I do know this. I mean... I guess people can fact check me or not. Maybe this will validate. I don't know. Anybody else would know this, but she was when we were fucking.
Mm.
She was bitching about. She had just did like 3 or 4, 2 or 3 shows in Canada, and just most recently from Chicago, she came from Rhode Island, and she was like, you know, that had been her experience so far. So she did like. 2 or 3 shows, I think, in Canada. She did a show in Rhode Island. Then she did a Chicago show. then was scheduled to do a New York show. And I was going to... When we were fucking.
Mm.
And after we were fucking.
Yeah, it looks like it would have been July 22nd, 1989 for Illinois.
Oh, hold on. You're this,
I'm looking
this,
at, yeah.
Hold on. You're
I'm trying to find, you know, as much as I can.
Oh, am I on?
Then the New York show was July 28th.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, she had some small shows. I see one in Rhode Island.
Hold on. I got some information before you tell me. Okay. Let's see if I've not seen what you've seen. Yep. But here's just off the top of my mind. She did her first 2 shows in America were in Florida, and they were spring break shows. And one of them was the first one. I don't know when the dates were. I think they were March, April.
My thing doesn't go that far.
And one of them was with Hall & Oates and the Bengals. And the other one was in Disney with the New Kids on the Block. And I think she fucked a couple of the New Kids on the Block.
Oh, really?
Well, I got that impression when we were doing our thing. And then you could tell that she wasn't doing big venues. She did like a Six Flags in Georgia. Oh, hold on. Am I right? For real? So anyway, her dad, I get her on the phone. I'm like, hey, Samantha Fox, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. And she instantaneously is enamored with my name. She's like, you know, she, with her, I can't do a British accent.
Oh, real quick too. Your Canada thing, July 7th and 9th, she was in Canada. July 16th, she was in Warwick, Rhode Island at the Rocky Point Park, which I went through as a kid. It was a shithole venue. And then, Heart of Illinois Fair in July 22nd, 1989.
Now, was she scheduled to be in New York afterwards?
July 29th.
Because she had invited me.
Starlight Music Theater.
Okay, I didn't make it and I didn't go. But she told me that that was going to be the last show in America for a while.
And that was her last show, 1989.
Yeah,
so you're dead on right now.
Okay.
And yes.
And how would April 27th, I? And what's that?
How would I know that was a fucker?
April 27th, New Kids on the Block, Walt Disney. She did MTV Spring Break with
both
Hall
of them. Both of them were in Florida.
Yep. Yeah.
She did Hall & Oates, the Bengals, and Cheap Trick, and she hated the Cheap Trick guys.
Yep.
But she loved the Bengals girls, and I asked her if the Bengals chick Susan Hoff was as hot, you know, as she was like. Very, very hot. Now, hold on. Now I understand. Now I can better understand that she probably really did because she's lesbian.
Yeah.
Like, so she probably thought the Bengals were as hot as I thought they were.
Exactly.
Mm. All right. So I get her on the phone and she's enamored with, you know, my name, Bubba the Love Sponge, B96. And I start asking her these questions where she's coming from. That's kind of how I know. A little bit of a routing, Lummy, because we talked about them. Like, so where are you just, you know, you're going to be in Peoria Saturday night after your interview with me. I'm going to give away 4 tickets. And she's like, are you going to come to the show? And I didn't go to the show.
Oh.
I didn't go to the show, but we exchanged. So I'm getting a little ahead of myself. So I call my Chris Klein, my intern calls her dad at 8:15, 15 minutes before she's go on, and he gives us her number to call. People were far more trusting back then. So he's like, okay, now that we know that you're a radio station and you guys are ready to go, here's her number. Call her on this number. So sure enough, 8:30, we call up Bubba the Love Sponge, B96. With me on the phone, Samantha Fox. Samantha Fox will be in Peoria at the Illinois State Fair on Saturday night. 4 tickets I'll give away with backstage passes to meet Samantha and watch her perform at the Illinois State Fair in Peoria. Samantha, welcome. She's like, guys, welcome. Hi. Well, I mean, I need to see if I can find that. I might have this interview. I might. I might not, but I might. And we're just talking back and forth. And I found out, I was like, so where are you coming from? You know, like, you know, how long have you been in America? And she said, I did a couple of shows in Florida. I did one with the New Kids on the Block at Disney. I got to go to, I've been to Six Flags in Georgia. I just did 2 shows in Canada. I just did Rhode Island. I got Chicago Peoria. You know, I got this gig. And then I got a New York City gig, and then I won't be back for a while. I'm like, okay, well, great. You know, so what's your, you know, favorite this, and what's your favorite that, and who were you influenced by, you know, and blah, blah. And I find out that she was a model, what they call a page 3 model for years. For years, she was just a pinup model in the UK. And then I think that she had an audition tape or she won some kind of contest with Jive Records. I know that she was with Jive Records. And they signed her basically on her sexuality, just on how hot, you know, how hot she was.
No kidding.
And so she is on the air. I have her cell phone. There was no texting back then. It was just call and leave a message. So I have her cell phone number, or what I'm assuming is her cell phone number. Might have been a phone in a bag, for all I know, back then, Lummy.
Yeah.
And so it's this was on Thursday, and her performance isn't until Saturday. So all Friday night, now she's already in town, and she's staying at a very famous Chicago hotel. And Friday, I call her on her phone.
Nice.
And I'm like, hey, are you going to Peoria? Or, this is Bubba. She's like, oh, hey, Bubba. And she was super cool and just super, I had such a good feel for the interview, and it felt as if she was flirting with me that, because back in the day, Anna, you couldn't really find out what the guy looked like, necessarily. There was not even the fucking internet.
I know.
She might have seen my, my headshot or something like that.
Sure.
So she says, are you coming to the show, Baba? I can't even do it.
Crumpets.
And I'm like, you know what, Samantha? I don't think I am. And so she says to me, listen, I don't fly out till Sunday. And if I get back, I'm staying in Chicago. Actually, she was kind of staying out by the airport. And she's like, if my show's not too late on Saturday, would you like to join me for like an after show, part? I guess her and her bandmates would sometimes, if they were staying in a hotel, Lummy, after the show, they would like all go to one person's room and, drink and probably do cocaine and shit like that.
Of course.
So I'm like, what the fuck? I'm going to go there. By the way, I wasn't going to take anybody because she didn't invite me to bring a guest. Mm-hmm. So she's like, listen, after our show in Peoria, she had about a 45 minute to hour drive from Peoria to her hotel, which put her closer to O'Hare Airport. And she's like, hey, would you like to join me and my band for an after party? I think she did like 12 to 13 songs, and I think she was on like at 9, Lummy, probably in her hotel room by 11:30. So she's done with the concert. She calls me now.
Ooh.
And she says, are you coming to the after party? And I'm like, yeah, I had a Dodge Conquest with a cell phone in it. My cell phone was in it.
I sent you some air tracks from B96 if you just wanted to give the fans a taste of what you sounded like back then.
What, you sent them to me?
I just sent you the YouTube video of the B96.
Oh, this is
air tracks. I'd
rather look at this. This is the biggest regret of my life right there.
Yeah, that would have been a good fuck.
Because
she's crazy.
Way to fuck it up.
She looks crazy.
I could have fucked Janice Dickinson. She flat out, she told Brent, why isn't Bubba...
Into me.
It's 9/11. Should I do my Shauna imitation? Shia, new kids in the block, street sensation seduction. And the cover girls. Hey, I'm only 7 digits away, homies. Don't be bashful. I don't bite. 591 HITS.
Wow. Just wow.
Don't be shy. I don't bite.
Just wow. Anna, you think I'm proud of this? No, I'm not. Thanks.
B96 Chicago land weather, and the snow's gonna quit, so they say. Low tonight, 19. Sunshine, 35.
See, you had to be way over the top and animated. Like, you just had to be, or you didn't stick out. You were just the average guy.
Behind O'Hare, midway downtown, all 27. Paula Abdul, 10 in a row. B96.
B96.
Hey, Bubba.
What?
Homegirl, Missy McCaffrey, remember me from last night?
Homegirl.
Yeah.
Ew, really?
There was a lot of groupie ass.
Homegrown?
Oh, my God. If they're 16 seconds over 18, you can blast the shit out of them.
Fuck yeah.
Missy McCaffrey. Homegirl,
Missy McCaffrey.
Homegirl, Missy McCaffrey.
Homegirl, Missy McCaffrey.
How the hell you hanging, homegirl, Missy McCaffrey?
Because I'm hanging okay. Homeboy, Bubba Lovefun.
Loose, full of juice?
Yeah, loose, full of juice.
Where are you calling from, homegirl, Missy McCaffrey?
Pepperdine's little homeboy, Bubba Lovefun.
Hey, baby, can I
So I probably fucked her the night before. Let me, I told her, if you call my show, we'll do a little bit. Oh, yeah. You know, so like,
filled
you know.
With juice.
Yeah, you're working.
I mean, let me, let me, I was in market 3, number 1 rated guy in the entire fucking land. Like, you know, I
fucking
mean,
I'm stud.
Right. Over and get some of that love.
Sure, why not?
D-Mob, by request, loud and proud, girlfriend, what's your favorite station?
And let me post it up like a bitch. Yeah, always post it.
Mama the Love Sponge with a formal apology. You're saying, wait a second. Mama the Love Sponge, he's crude, he's rude. He never says he's sorry. He's cocky. Guess what? I'm sorry. Because I thought there were 10 songs in a row, but there's really 15 in a row.
Oh, fuck. Oh, hey,
not 10, there's 15. So guess what? Sorry. I'm sorry.
You're listening to 15 songs in a row on WBBM-FM, Chicago, B96.
Oh, love me. And then just straight, I got goosebumps, man, because that's big time radio.
That is.
Hit the fucking post, hit the sweeper with the fucking ID in there.
Method.
Get up on it.
Yippity skippity. Not 04.
Yippity, love, yeah.
Yippity
on,
skippity.
On a yippity skippity.
Or the sponge of love. Hop it up. I'm going to be at the Phoenix about an hour from now. It's the best of black competition.
The best of black competition. Like, you could do that today.
Girls in black dresses getting funky like a big fat monkey. If you're over 21.
Getting funky like a big fat monkey.
Getting funky like a big fat monkey.
Be there, boy.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good evening.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Hey, I'm taking a survey. Are you ready to participate in my survey?
Yes.
You promise?
Uh-huh.
Say, Bubba, I promise.
Bubba, I promise.
How old are you?
13.
And still hung up on him.
And here's the thing, man. Like, here's the thing. When you hang up on kids, kids love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And adults love it even more. And then you get the reputation, man, he hates kids. So we're going to listen to this station because 23-year-old hot chicks that you want to listen, they don't want to hear no fucking kids on the radio station.
No.
They want to hear people of their age. And they want you to be mean to the kids.
Yeah.
I actually invented that on radio. Please.
Here's the situation. You're on the couch with your number one homegirl. Okay, maybe number two homegirl. First base. Second base. Round and third. Here we go, homies. You're trying to score that ultimate home run. All of a sudden on the radio, Bubba the Love Sponge, your favorite homeboy, puts on a slow power ballad. You just scored. Thank me later, homies. Stevie B, love me for life. Get down. Hello,
It's so bad that it's good. That's what I would say about this. And it was an era that is long past, and, you know, like even some of the type of night radio I used to do in, you know, on the Power Pig Lobby, I could, you know, that can never be emulated ever again, ever.
Yep, Tex!
Hey, this is Limo Bob, Bubba, and I want to get busy.
Oh, this guy had fucking limos, let me, that had hot tubs in the back.
Really?
And all I had to do was put them on the air like twice a week as a, just a regular, like a call-in deal. And he would give me free limos.
Yeah, the Lincoln with the hot tub in the
yes,
back?
Yes, yes.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, Bubba. How's it hanging?
Hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
I just put her on hold, ladies and gentlemen. She asked me how it was hanging. What should I say? Like a quarter pounder? Like a lollipop? Hold on. How are you hanging?
I'm hanging really good.
Not really good, really well is the proper way to say it. Say,
Bob. I'm even doing fuck. Fucking
wow, even this joker saw me.
I'm hanging very well.
Sucks.
Bubba, I'm hanging very well.
96 Chicago land weather. The snow's going to stop. Low tonight, 19. Tomorrow, sunshine.
That's some fucking lowness right there, ain't it?
High, 35. Fuck it up. Give me that big old 808 bass sound. Boom, 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 boom. I said, Big Bubba. His name when he rams through the funky kicks, that's his game. I said, for the money and for the show, Bubba Rock Stereo.
That was good. Oh, rapper man. Before you fucking came out, 40s and blunts.
Hello?
How's it going?
Can you give me one of those Bubba Jacksons? That sucks. No, I want.
See, like, Anna, I would be breaking all the rules in radio. Like, you're not supposed to tell people they suck. And, like, you know, it was so before its time.
I can't think.
Okay, how's the rest of the family?
Oh, they're there.
Six Mom of the Love Sponge 9/11. Should I do my Shauna imitation? Got lots of calls in the last night. You ready? It's Bubba Shauna. You ready?
Oh, let me. Here's that little Lewis. Remember the song that I play almost every Bubba 199 Little Lewis French Kiss.
Yep.
Listen, this is when it was a hit.
Kick off 15.
Or I had it as a talk bed.
In a row, no commercials, nonstop. Request lines wide open. 591 HITS. Well, hell, let's answer one together right now. Hold on here. Hello, B96.
Yeah, Bubba Lewis Sponge. There's a boy from Ray Paper Amical.
Yeah, hold on. Your big lips are flapping against the phone, and I can't understand what you're saying.
My God, I don't know if you can say it on the air nowadays.
I don't think so.
Your name's Eric.
My name's Eric.
Your name's Eric. Okay, Eric. And listen, Eric, and you work where?
I work at Amoco, Irving Park and Pulaski.
For Amoco?
Hold on.
You work at Amoco at Irving Park and Pulaski.
Yeah.
And what do you want?
Well, we want some chicken, man. We got a hungry over here. Our homeboy's over here.
Want some chicken?
You want some chicken?
Yeah, we're kind of hungry. And,
you're hungry?
Yeah, if anybody passing by this way, jump on the pizza.
You want some chicken?
Some chicken or something.
You want some chicken or something?
Yeah.
I'll put the word out that my boys at Irving Park and Pulaski, Amoco, need some chicken.
Yeah.
You need some, what do you need?
Some chicken. Any kind of chicken.
Yo.
Hi.
B96, hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. This is B96 Bubba Love Sponge.
Yeah. I heard a rumor.
Hold on. You heard a rumor?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on a second, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, this girl's a little fetus. She's about 12 years old. I'm predicting what she's going to say.
Bubba, I heard a rumor that Nuke is going to block, got beat up by Motley Crue.
Watch. Okay, what kind of rumor did you hear?
Nuke is got beat up.
We got a 664.
Lummy, we ought to fucking download this and make this a video. Why is this guy getting credit for my
shit?
We need to, you know, we actually do need a global search and grab all this shit. Well, first of all, we need to give these people copyright strikes.
Oh, yeah, of course.
First of all, let's get on that.
Rhett doesn't have his mic on. He's gonna.
Rhett, you there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Because Rhett and I have been we found a lot of these.
Yeah, let's copyright strike them.
I was gonna say, you don't have a hair on your ass if you don't open tomorrow's show with a yibbity skibbity.
Yibbity skibbity, bitch. Filthy ginger in the house. Yippity fucking skippity.
49, 11.
I fucked Samantha Fox and you did not.
Yeah.
Put a 7, you and I, 10 in a row. All by request. Fondle my.
All by request. None of them by request, bitch. I got a play sheet here. I got a fucking.
7 now, crib dog. 591, 45.
I don't have a hair on my ass if I don't call everybody crib dogs from now on.
487. Another power ballad. Time to get some. New one from Tony Lamont's Forevermore, Bubba, B96. B96, 805, Bubba the Love Sponge, just hour, 10 in a row. Biz, Marky, Seduction, Fine Gun Cannibals.
I mean, I guarantee I post the fuck out of this.
Cover Girls, Mr. Lee, getting busy, and Roxette.
Yo, homeboy, let's bust a move.
Let's do it. You know it.
Bust. Oh, Lummy, hold on, Lummy. Talk up with a fucking phone call.
Pretty impressive.
With a post up. Watch.
Forevermore, Bubba, B96. B96, 805, Bubba the Love Sponge, just hour, 10 in a row. Biz, Marky, Seduction, Fine Gun Cannibals.
So, Lummy, I had to have her recorded. I had to have her timed out. I had to know how long the record was. I had to know how long I could talk, then put her on and fucking post up.
Fuck yeah.
Cover Girls, Mr. Lee, getting busy, and Roxette.
Yo, homeboy, let's bust a move.
Let's do it. You know it. Bust that move. Young MC, the Sponge of Love, in Chicago's number one. B96.
Oh, fuck. See, that's the shit that makes me... I fuck Samantha Fox. I'll get into some of the ins and outs of that, but man, Lummy, when I put... See, that's... I don't know, that's just... That does it for me. People don't do radio like that anymore. I mean, you can't turn on any night show in America and hear anybody that sounds like that. Because they probably would fucking clown you. But I mean, how many people, Lummy, do you hear talk... Back cell, front cell, back cell, front cell, phone call, back on, intro, fucking walk up post.
None.
Nobody. It's an art that nobody knows how to do anymore.
Dig on this. Where the hell did it come from? There's a winter storm watch out for tonight. 1 or 2 inches possible. That's what she said. Tonight clouds with snow, low light 29.
See, I was just filthy.
Tomorrow, ahead of your time.
It sucks even better. Worser. Out of our only 32, Worser. Downtown 46.
Well, Bubba, too.
Who's
the
this?
Music, the music is not the fucking same either now, too.
No. Plus, nobody could just ride it out and fuck and post up.
Nope. Oh, low light 29. Tomorrow.
I guarantee I post up on this.
Sucks even better. Worser. Out of our only 32. Downtown 46. Who's this?
This is Casey. Is this Bubba?
Who is this?
Casey.
Cassie or Casey?
Casey. Is this Bubba?
Bubba the Love Sponge, girlfriend.
Hey, Faggy. How are you? Remember me? I saw your toes. You autographed a piece of paper for me.
Hi, sweetie. How you hanging?
Like, Anna, who... What radio personalities are going doing appearances and they're asking for their, like, people are asking for their autograph?
Oh, no one.
Nobody.
Mm-mm.
Fucking nobody.
Hey, how's it hanging?
Hey, like a quarter pounder, you want a bite?
Sure.
Hey, she's coming April 9th. Who is she, baby? Who is she? From Gary.
From Gary.
From Gary, Indiana.
April 9th.
April 9th. She's got a nice little booty on her. I'm sure Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
You love her?
Yeah, of course.
I love you, too.
Of course.
You're still Mr. Indiana in the 80s, too.
Yeah, I was Mr. Indiana.
From Gary. She's like, what?
From Gary.
Who the fuck is from Gary?
Assume the position.
Oh, that was Sly Fox. Let's go all the way.
Bubba the Love Sponge, my assistant Tom, the Love Bomb, getting all oiled up for the flame, throwing 5. You know the only safe way to listen to my radio show.
With a condom over your head, baby.
A condom over your head. Flame throwing fives coming soon. We need guest DJs. 591-HITS. Yo, B96 alone.
Bubba, I got one for you, Bubba.
You got one for me?
Yeah, man, this chick, right? She wants to find a new guy, so she puts an ad in the personal columns, right? You follow me?
This girl wants to...
Okay, she says, I want somebody that ain't gonna beat me up, somebody ain't gonna run around on me, and somebody that's good in bed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so 2 weeks later, there's a doorbell ringing. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. She goes running over the door, there's this guy standing there, he's just a stump. No arms and legs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
She goes, what do you want? He goes, I came to answer the ad in the paper, man.
Yeah.
She goes, you got no arms. He goes, I never hit you. She goes, you got no legs. He goes, I never run around on you. She goes, but I want somebody that's good in bed. He goes, I ring the door, didn't I, honey?
Sick mofo! Hello, B96.
Hi, is this Baba?
Baba what?
Baba loves fun. Are you straight up, honey?
Am I straight? I'm sure it's a personal question.
Well, if you're not, I'll make you.
Hey! No talking like that. This is a family show, girlfriend.
Baba, I want you.
All right, so.
Oh, yeah.
Baba, I want you.
I want you. We need to, Lummy, we need to, like, find all these motherfuckers that got my shit.
Yeah.
And copyright them.
Give up.
And put them up on, you know, like, we need to put them up.
Did you know Scott Shannon did a morning show as Bubba the Love Sponge in L.A.?
Yeah, I found.
He did, but yes, I know. There's a story behind
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so, like, what's the story with that?
There's a story behind it. This is another podcast exclusive. So, in 1989, before Chicago, I was in San Antonio, and Scott Shannon left Z100 in New York and went out to L.A. to start Pirate Radio.
Q106.
And he wanted to hire me to do nights. Oh. But I'd just been to Chicago for this interview, and they told me, you're our guy. And they're going to pay me. And I made my deal was 2 years, $130,000. Wow. So, you know, it's like $65,000 a year, which in 1989, you know, whatever.
That ain't no joke.
I was living in a fucking high rise, fucking whores. Oh,
nice.
Sorry.
Oh.
So I had been to Chicago and had agreed in principle to the deal. But I didn't have a contract or anything, but I'd given him my word. Well, Scott Shannon calls me, and I can, and he was, this is how, hey, man, Scott Shannon. I'm like, hey, Scott. He goes, Jeff McCartney says you're flame throwing there in San Antonio. You're a fucking flame thrower. Yeah. I'm in this new radio station in L.A. called Pirate Radio, and I'm trying to assimilate the hottest personalities in America to come out here and do pirate radio. Would you be interested? And I'm like, yeah, I think so. So I called my program director, Jeff McCartney, and he says, you know, I know that you have kind of already verbally committed to B96, but what if you go out there, you know, B96 is paying you $65,000 to do nights. What if, you know, LA says we'll give you $100,000?
Oh.
And then, you know, you're talking about Chicago market 3, but you're talking about L.A. market 2, and that's where Hollywood is, and it's hard telling what kind of fucking situation. I mean, if I would have taken that job, my life could be different.
No doubt.
I could have gotten discovered in movies or something. I don't fucking know.
You don't know.
Or been in Skid Row, picked up AIDS. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, you were going to fuck Samantha Fox.
AIDS. You're going to be a fucking movie star or AIDS. So I fly out. Listen, let me. I got to still give my Samantha Fox payoff. So I fly out. He gives me a real quick flight. Like, remember back in the day when you literally could just go and tell them your name and they had a ticket already paid for you? Back in the day, Anna, you probably never flew pre 9/11, did you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, remember it was like really
to the country.
Yeah, but it was really loosey goosey back then. Like, you know,
I don't remember too much of it, but yes.
So
I was on a flight 2 weeks before 9/11.
So I go to the San Antonio. So I call Shannon back and I go, yeah, I'll. He goes, I'm gonna have you come out here and interview. I said, okay. So I flew out. He goes, I got a ticket waiting for you on United. You fly out at 6 a.m. out of San Antonio, go to United ticket counter, pick up your ticket. First class, Lemmy.
Nice.
Fly there. Scott Shannon's waiting for me at the airport. And he we're walking. And you know how like in the airports they have bars and stuff like, you know.
Oh, yeah,
he goes, "Let's stop and get a drink here." So we stop, we get a drink. I don't drink.
But you nurse a drink.
But I ordered like a Miller Lite or some kind of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, "I got two tickets right here." And he showed me two return tickets.
Oh.
He goes, "One returns at 3 p.m. today. And the other one returns at 3 p.m. on Monday." And this was Friday. Thursday. It was Thursday.
Mm. Yes.
And I go, "Okay." He goes, "The job pays $105 a year. I'll sign you to a 3-year deal. We'll put some ratings. You're going to do 6 to 10. You're going to be Bubba the Love Sponge. And I want to know if you can do this. I'm going to give you an example of one of the breaks that I'd like to hear on your radio show." I'm like, "Okay." He goes, "Pirate Radio, this is Guns N' Roses." And I go, "Yeah, I can do that." He goes, "Yeah, that's it. That's all you're doing. For the first 3 months, we're going to establish the music. No personality. And then I'll start easing you into your personality." And I'm like, "Well, hold on. How about the phone?" Because he had gotten my air check. I mean, I got phone calls, hanging up on kids, getting fucking crazy, you know. I go, "Well, how about the phone calls and the chicks and, you know, creating a cool, you know, cool vibe and stuff like that?" He goes, "Let me tell you something. Pirate Radio is like a car. And it's the chassis in itself. The music is the chassis, and you're just a wheel. All personalities are wheels on this chassis." And so I'm like, "Okay, all right." And he goes, "So again, here's the new Guns N' Roses on Pirate Radio." I go, "Okay, but how long do I got to do that?" And he's like, "Yeah, 3-4 months. I go, "I'm just going to be honest with you. I can't go for 3 or 4 months and not get my shit in." That's what I told him, my shit. I said, "I got to get all my stuff in. I got to get chicks calling. I got to get kids calling. I got to make fun of them, you know, on my shtick." Mm-hmm. You know, I said, I got to do all that. And I said, "I got to think LA needs something like that." And he goes, "Here's your flight back for 3 o'clock later today." Mm-hmm. Boom. I was done. Because I couldn't do it. So, yes, Lummy, I don't know how you found that tidbit of information, but Scott Shannon then stole my name to retaliate because I told him no. And he got mad at me. So that's how I federally trademarked Bubba the Love. I had to federally trademark it, which cost me $6,000 that I didn't have.
Well, I found the air check, but it's like 15 minutes. So.
Oh, hold on. Air check of what?
Scott Shannon being Bubba the Love Sponge.
Oh, yeah, it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, we just found it. To you.
That motherfucker.
1989.
That weird ass Sammy Hagar. Pirate Radio 100.3 FM. Time for that famous Bubba the Love Sponge early morning bed buster.
See, he loved my name so much and liked me so much that he fucked with me when I wouldn't take the job. Look at Lummy, 1989. Right there. This is right before I went to Chicago.
Pirate Radio, get your butt out of bed.
Yeah, it says here. It says here at this point, 100.3 Pirate Radio KQLZ in LA is less than a week old,
yep.
And program director Scott Shannon is doing the morning show using the name Bubba the Love Sponge, saying hi to Q106 San Diego's program director Gary Wall and ripping into Rick Dees on Kiss FM, plus talking about other radio stations in LA.
Yeah, so it was just Rhett after I told him no.
And he flew back and said, "Fuck Bubba."
No, he didn't fly back. He was in L.A.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
He just drove back and said, "Fuck Bubba. I'm going to be Bubba next week when we finally sign this motherfucker on the air."
Radio, Bubba the Love Sponge Bedbuster. I'm playing for Rob Lowe this morning. Signed the game last night. He said, "Hey, Bubba, play me the Bedbuster tomorrow morning."
100.3 FM, KQLZ, Los Angeles, Pirate Radio.
And it took LA by storm for at least for a couple years because it was a rock-leaning top 40.
No.
And, you know, most top 40s were either urban or straight ahead. Nobody went rock.
Good morning from Pirate Radio, 100.3 FM. We apologize. We don't have any commercials on the radio station. No traffic reports. You don't know the traffic is. Just got to stick your head out your car window. It's a new radio station, a little baby station, transmitting on a semi-legal frequency, broadcasting from the back of a sleazy, greasy warehouse. Saying good morning to the folks at Harold's Marine, Costa Mesa. They're listening to us now. Wiley at Barney's Beanery just woke up. He's on the way to work. He's going to put us on at his place. And got to say good morning to someone named John Scott. A terrible thing happened to him yesterday. He lives in Woodland Hills. And I guess he lives in one of those, what, signal nulls? And he was trying to put a wire antenna on top of his house yesterday to pick us up better. And he fell off of his roof. And he broke his arm, and his daughter Tiff had to take him to the hospital, but it's like a simple fracture, so he's back home. So good morning to John Scott.
Pirate Radio. Crank it up nice and loud. Open your windows and piss off your neighbors.
He's the announcer, too? Jesus.
Yeah, and they were kind of ripping off the power pig, you know, that we had done, you know.
Yeah.
But the power pig just signed on in 88. Just attitudio, ass-kicking, against the grain, you know.
Pirate Radio makes your monkey wiggle and Diane Cannon giggle. 718, Melissa's on Pirate Radio.
Pirate Radio.
Say you will.
No commercials, no kidding. Pirate Radio. Set all your radios to 100.3 FM, America's newest radio station, Pirate Radio. And if you happen to work for a man named Norman Pattis, he will be in late today. He's going to stay home and read. He's got a copy of that new Salman Rushdie book.
You mean Satanic Verses?
No, the new Rushdie book, Buddha, You Fat Dick.
Pirate Radio.
And obviously, I don't have time to listen to all this. But that was his competition. So back to my B96 Samantha Fox deal.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear the jet skiing.
So she gets done in Peoria. I meet her. What the fuck am I doing? I'm driving my Dodge Conquest out to this hotel. I'm kind of by myself. And she's like, we're all down at the bar. I'm like, okay. So I walk in there, and it's like, you know, probably 12 people. It's like her backup dancers. Like, I don't think she had any real musicians. I think it was all voice track Willie kind of shit. But she had, like, backup dancers, and her dad managed her. And he was a fucking dick. Like, he was a dick.
Of course.
Like, he knew what I was up to.
Of course.
But, you know, whether I was going to do it or get it or come close or even be in the, you know, be in the fucking ballpark was yet to be determined.
Mm-hmm.
So she's drinking quite a lot, quite a lot. And I'm, you know, drinking, but not, you know, I'm drinking some beers, Lummy. But, you know, I didn't do weed back then. I didn't do fucking pills back then. I was kind of a square.
Yeah.
But I had a fucking nice hard cock if you needed it.
Sure did.
Whoa. So we're down there probably an hour, and she's tore up. She's pretty tore up.
Mm-hmm.
And she just says, hey, you want to come back to my room? And I'm like,
fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, I do. And we get there, and she has not like what I would call a suite, but like a bedroom and then like another adjoining room. Like just, you know, like we probably have all seen those.
Yeah.
And, you know, but it's like. Like the adjoining room had like a couch and a TV, and then she had like her bedroom, and the bathroom was like in the middle. And so we get to her room, and I'm at this point I'm thinking, I am just some stupid fuck from Warsaw, Indiana. I've been in radio now what, 3 years? I'm already doing nights in Chicago. Interviewing cool people, and I am in Samantha Fox's fucking hotel room. She's drunk as a monkey, and I think she wants to fuck.
That's good.
Holy shit. So, I will tell you this. We start making out, and the in the television part of the suite or the two bedroom get to, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Wasn't a suite like it was like, you know, like you'd see in Vegas, but it was, we were in the opposite room of the bedroom.
Yeah.
And we start making out. And she's like fucking just like a whole nother gear. I mean, she's like, you know, like, I mean, she's really fucking making out.
Let's fucking go.
Grabbing my cock.
And, oh, and, dear.
Yeah, and everything. And so finally, we are making out and we end up in her bedroom.
Nice. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Are her titties out at this point?
Oh, yeah.
Everything's out.
Are your titties out at this point?
No, I mean, you know, I mean, I, yeah, well.
Sure, you're shirtless.
She goes to the bathroom, and like, you know, I don't know if you'd call it freshen up or something, but it was the fastest freshen up.
See if her pussy stank?
She probably did.
Probably wanted to see if her pussy stank.
So, she says, I'll be right back. Well, I mean, I got a million things running through my head right now. Well, I'm like, yeah. You know, first of all, you know, I mean, I've gotten well, yeah, I'm 23 years old. I got my fucking cock is rock hard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I'm also rock hard for that girl right there. Who's that? On AB, is that? That's
me.
Is that a low? Does kind of
She looks familiar.
She looks, is that Roxanne Wilder?
I don't know.
Anyway, so Lummi, we're making out. I'm in bed now, you know, like, and I take my shit off. While she's in the bathroom,
good move.
And I got the sheets clear to my fucking chin. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, good move.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm not like no bodybuilder and shit. Fuck, she fucked, you know, Paul Stanley. That was after me. So she comes walking out of the bathroom, and the only light in the whole place on is the bathroom. So she keeps the bathroom light in. So I kind of see this silhouette of her, and it's like, oh my God, this might be the fucking hottest chick I've ever seen. Not only is it the most famous to date, but it's still to the date. I mean, I should have fucked Janice Dickinson.
Yeah.
And she gets in bed, and we start talking. Now here's how extensive we start talking. We figure out that our birthdays are very close. I think she's an Aries, and
that
she was
the lamest thing you've ever said.
4/15, and I'm four. Listen,
April 15th.
Yes, I said 4/15.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
and I'm 4/23, so I'm just barely a Taurus, but I'm almost an Aries.
Well, you guys are 8 days apart.
Right.
She's the exact same age as you.
Now, listen, I don't make this shit up in the fact, like, I can't help it. That's what the fuck we first talked about. Like, you know, she's in bed, and she was just like, what's your astro?
Yeah, okay, so yeah. That was her doing.
Yeah,
I got you.
She's like, what's your astro, or your zodiac, whatever the
you
fuck.
You got it.
And I go, I'm a Taurus. And she goes, I am an Aries. Well, I don't know what the fuck any of that means.
I don't know what that means.
Let me see your tits.
Yeah, all I can see is I'm getting ready to fuck Samantha Fox. Naughty girls need love, too. You're not a fucking kidding. Woo! Woo! I hope I don't come too fast. Oh. So, Lummi,
yes.
I have always been somewhat... I've been well-versed on the navigation of the pussy.
Okay, that's good.
And so, I start eating her pussy.
Nice. Yum, yum, yum.
And it's... It's to
tasty.
Die. It's to die for.
It's nice. To die for.
and I then get her to jet ski
nice.
A little bit.
As nice. You should.
She said that she had never had that before, ever.
Nice.
I'm thinking, motherfucker, I think you just fucked the new kids on the block. You don't think that they know some shit? But no. I was older than the new kids on the block.
Mm.
They were pumping dope.
And so we fucked. And I'd say probably for about... Probably 20 minutes, if we're to be honest with
okay,
you.
Okay,
fair. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say I rock started out.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the moment, too, man. I had to hold back coming at all times.
Yeah.
I mean, I was ready to come just when she walked out of the bathroom.
Wouldn't have been a good look. Fuck.
So, we fuck. Mm. She rides me out. That's pretty much all we did. And I nut.
Mm.
Yes, Lummi.
Mm.
And her.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Hey, what, you know what? Might as well.
Might as well. I mean, if you get Samantha Fox pregnant, who gives a fuck?
You're fucking hooked up.
Yeah. I got a baby with Samantha Fox.
Fuck. You're set.
Did you notify her?
What do you mean notify
her? Like, did you discuss that you were going to do that?
No.
She could have fucking hopped off if she wanted.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just like, I'm going to come. She's like,
Okay. I see. Yes.
So after that, she hopped off. We kind of like, you know.
Cuddled.
Yeah. A little bit.
Aww.
I mean, I'm with Samantha motherfucking Fox.
Fuck yeah. Grabbing those titties.
I mean, you know, my cuddling parameters, you know, can quickly move.
Mm.
And she goes to the bathroom. I think she probably, you know, tries to get some of my cum out.
Oh, I'm sure. It probably was a huge load.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
You imagine what my loads were back when I was 23?
Peter North style.
I mean, back when I was 23? Fill me up.
Buttercup.
So she comes back, and we kind of like just kind of talk, and she talks about she has to go to New York, and she's like, that's when she says, why don't you should just fly out to New York and see me there.
Wow, she's a love story.
Well,
you.
I don't know about that.
Clearly, because, well, she won't see you again. She's not like, ew, gross, what have I done?
Let me finish.
Sorry.
Let me finish. So upon her saying that, 2 or 3 days later, as we were getting closer to the New York gig and I needed to make plane reservations and stuff like that, she didn't return my phone call.
Oh.
Oh, you got ghosted.
Yeah.
Well, maybe your dad didn't give her the message.
No, I had her number. Oh. I had to call him first to get her number, but then once I got her number, that's how I got invited to the hotel.
Oh.
So, you know, she passes out. She's literally, thank God.
She's drunk on the dick.
She was drunk on the dick, but she, I mean, like, I made her squirt. I know she came a lot. I knew we had a good time. I knew, and she had mentioned that she had never, you know, squirted like that before. But Lummy, there comes, thank God I got her on the front side of the pass out and not the back side. Oh. I got her on the front.
It's very important on the front side.
And then all of a sudden, I'm like, you know, I go to the bathroom for like, you know, maybe 3-4 minutes. I come back, passed out. So I'm at an option here. I'm like, okay, do I A, jump in bed, spend the night, we both wake up, or B, but Lummy, I'm going to probably have to deal with her dad.
Oh, that's true.
Ugh.
Or
no
B, do I write her a little note like on, you know, fucking Hyatt or whatever the fuck she was staying at, stationery that they have there. Say, you know, whatever. I think I remember this.
What do you remember?
I remember what I wrote.
What'd you write?
Samantha, what a great night.
Love that pussy.
Look forward to seeing you in New York City, NYC.
Wow.
Bubba. And like with like an XO, fucking, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So
I dress it up.
So this is Saturday.
Mm.
So Sunday, I figured, okay, I leave. It's probably, you know, 4:30 in the morning. I got like a 30-minute, 40-minute ride back into the city. And I'm like, I'm not going to call her on Sunday because, you know, she's probably got, you know, she's probably got dick remorse. She's probably got I was a drunk bitch and fuck,
post
you know.
Clarity.
She probably got I just fucked some stupid radio guy, you know. And then, so I waited on it till Tuesday because I knew I needed to book my shit.
Yeah.
Because I think her gig in New York was like the next week, like that week, like Saturday. Nice. Call, get voicemail, nothing. Leave a message. Hey, Samantha, it's Bubba.
Nothing.
Call me 312, you know, blah, 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 blah. If you want me to come out to New York this weekend. Ghosted.
Oh.
And then I called one more, like a little fucking bitch.
Hey, you gotta
I called
try.
One more time. Lummy, this is on Wednesday now. Yeah. Airfares are going up by the minute.
No shit.
Right.
Yep.
You know, hey, Samantha, it's Bubba from Chicago. Now I feel stupid. Mm. And so then that's it. That's my Samantha Fox story.
Well, job well done.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, there you go. And I've never heard from her. don't know whatever happened. Never really Googled her. Lemmy, I didn't even really, I'd never even seen those pictures really that you'd see. You know, I'd never really, you know, my next claim to fame would have been the potential Janice Dickinson.
Yeah,
but you fucked that up.
She was throwing it out there 2 days in a row.
Damn.
But I was all fucked up over Heather at that point.
Oh,
Heather was putting that, you know, she was putting that shit on me.
That pussy on you.
Mm. Yeah, she was putting that pussy on me. That was good.
It was good pussy.
Well, I mean, we did a B96 air check. We did a Scott Shannon acting like me air check. We did the story as to why Scott Shannon was mad at me. And we did Bubba fuck Samantha Fox in July of 1989.
Woo!
She's an Aries and I'm a Taurus. She was born on the 15th and I the 23rd.
And you made a squirt.
She did 2 gigs prior to seeing me in Florida, and then some Six Flags shit, some Canadian shit, some Rhode Island shit, and was headed to New York after she fucked me. Then she never returned my phone call. I never saw her again.
And bitch.
I don't see it that way. I see it as you fucked her. She didn't fuck you. You fucked her.
Thank you, girl. We hope that you enjoyed our 6 millionth podcast download and celebratory show. Let me. I think it was a pretty good show.
Fuck,
I mean,
yeah.
a lot of
great payoff.
A lot of exclusive. Oh yeah. Shit. Go get this show. Share it. We appreciate you. We'll see you tomorrow.